Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Voting underway to elect Vice President at new Parliament building. Counting to take place in the evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews flood situation in Himachal Pradesh and Punjab, says in this tragic hour, centre stands with those affected. Widespread protest continues in Nepal. Despite the withdrawal of social media ban, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls an all-party meeting this evening and appeals for peace. External Affairs Ministry advises Indian nationals in Nepal to exercise caution. Israeli military orders immediate evacuation of Gaza City. And 17th Asia Cup 2025 to begin at Abu Dhabi in UAE this evening. Afghanistan to face Hong Kong in the opening match. The voting process for the vice presidential election is underway at the new Parliament building. The fight is between NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and India Bloc nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first among the members who cast his vote. We now go over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra, who is present at the Parliament House. Anupam, who are the prominent leaders who have voted in the vice presidential election, and how is the voting progressing now?
Yes, Valsa, the voting for the vice presidential election is going on smoothly. It has been more than 4 hours since the voting began. After Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Jagat Prakash Nadda, Nitin Gadkari, Ashwini Vaishnav, Shivraj Singh Chauhan also voted. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairperson Harivansh, JDU leader Sanjay Jha, JDS MP and former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, Shiv Sena's Srikant Shinde, NCP's Praful Patel, HAM's Jitan Ram Majhi have already voted. From the opposition camp, Congress MPs Mallikarjun Kharge, Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, NCP, SCP leaders Sarat Pawar, Samajwadi Party's Akhilesh Yadav and DMK MP Dayanidhi Maran also cast their votes. Apart from them, many MPs from both houses of parliament are still standing in line and waiting for their turn. This election is taking place after the resignation of former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, citing health reasons. Valsa.
Right. Anupam, could you tell us about the process of the election of the Vice President of India and when will the counting of votes start?
Valsa, the Vice President is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both houses of parliament. A secret ballot system is followed for this election. Members of the electoral college can vote according to their individual preference and are not bound by any party's whip. Currently, the Lok Sabha has 542 members and the Rajya Sabha has 239 members. Thus, the total number of members in the electoral college for this vice presidential election is 781, and the majority mark required to win the election is 391. At present, the NDA has support of over 425 MPs. On the other hand, the opposition bloc has a little over 300 MPs, which is below the majority mark. However, the counting of votes will take place at 6 p.m. and only then the nation will know who will be the new vice president of India. Valsa.
Right. Thank you, Anupam, for that detailed update. The BJP-led NDA allies have expressed confidence that NDA nominee C.P. Radhakrishnan will emerge victorious in the vice presidential election for which voting is being held today. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said that C.P. Radhakrishnan will win the election with a huge margin of votes.
जो मुझे लगता है कि अंतरात्मा से मतदान करने के बाद भी ये अवश्यम भावी है कि एनडीए के कैंडिडेट के रूप में सीपी राधाकृष्णन जी एक बड़े अंतर के साथ में विजयी होंगे. एनडीए के कैंडिडेट के नाते सीपी राधाकृष्णन साहब की विजय उतनी ही सुनिश्चित है जितनी कल का सूर्योदय पूर्व से होना है.
यूनियन मिनिस्टर जी किशन रेड्डी ऑल्सो सेड द एनडीए कैंडिडेट सीपी राधाकृष्णन विल विन द इलेक्शन विद अ थंपिंग मेजोरिटी एंड विल सर्व द नेशन विद फुल कमिटमेंट. Mr. Reddy alleged that Congress has no trust in the Constitution and indulges in doing politics on every issue.
NDA के कैंडिडेट नामिनेशन डालने से पहले देश के जनता को मालूम है, पूरे समाज को मालूम है, एब्सोल्यूट मेजॉरिटी के साथ NDA के कैंडिडेट राधाकृष्णन जी उपराष्ट्रपति चुनाव में विजेता होगा और आने वाले दिन में राधा कृष्णा जी देश की सेवा में कमिटमेंट के साथ आगे काम करेंगे। संविधान के आधार पर ही चुनाव हो रहे हैं, जनता के आशीर्वाद से जो संसद चुन के आया उस संसद के वोटों के द्वारा ही राष्ट्रपति चुनाव होते हैं।
बीजेपी एमपी अनुराग सिंह ठाकुर सेड दैट एनडीए वाइस प्रेसिडेंशियल कैंडिडेट सीपी राधाकृष्णन इज वेरी पोलाइट एंड हिज लाइफ इज फुल ऑफ अचीवमेंट्स एंड ही विल विन द इलेक्शन बाय अ ह्यूज मार्जिन।
मैं यही कहूंगा, बस नतीजों का इंतजार कीजिए। भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने, एनडीए ने जो उम्मीदवार दिए हैं वो बहुत शालीन भी है, उपलब्धियों भरा उनका जीवन रहा है और एनडीए के उम्मीदवार भारी मतों से विजयी होकर आएंगे, ऐसा मुझे पूर्ण विश्वास है। देश को एक नए उपराष्ट्रपति और राज्यसभा को नए चेयरमैन।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed the flood-affected regions of Himachal Pradesh, reaffirming the centre's commitment to stand with those impacted by the natural calamity. Beginning his tour in Himachal Pradesh, the Prime Minister assessed the damage caused by torrential rains and landslides. He will later conduct an aerial survey of flood-ravaged areas in Punjab.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has just conducted an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas in Himachal Pradesh. In a short while, the Prime Minister will chair a high-level review meeting with the state government in Kangra. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu stated that during this meeting with Prime Minister Modi, the state government will give a detailed presentation on the disasters so that the state can secure a relief package. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has landed in Pathankot, Punjab to take stock of the situation of the flood-ravaged state. He will visit Dharamshala in Kangra of Himachal Pradesh before taking a review meeting of the top officials of Punjab. We have a report.
Elaborate security arrangements have been made in Gurdaspur for the Prime Minister's visit. He will be having a review meeting in the evening with senior officials and ministers of Punjab regarding the damage done by floods and is likely to meet some flood-affected families as well. The state is witnessing one of the worst floods in recent history. Scores of celebrities, largely with roots in the state, are on the ground to help rebuild lives of those affected. Volunteers, many religious and non-government organizations and state machinery are also working round the clock to provide relief and medical facilities. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Nepal, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called for an all-party meeting this evening in the wake of protests over the recent ban on social media platforms. In a message, Mr. Oli said he is in dialogue with the relevant parties to assess the situation and find a meaningful conclusion. He appealed to people to remain calm in this difficult time. The all-party meeting is scheduled to be held at 6 p.m. today. We now go over live to our Kathmandu correspondent, Shweta Singh. Shweta, tell us, what is the current situation there?
Walsa, you see, youths continue to protest in New Baneshwar, Kalanki Chowk and other parts of Kathmandu Valley on Tuesday, defying curfew orders imposed after a Gen Z protest on Monday. In Kalanki Chowk, youth burned tires protesting the deaths during Monday demonstration. The protesters blocked the main road, demanding accountability from the authorities. Police were deployed to control the crowd, but tension remained high. According to sources, Gen Z protesters on Tuesday targeted the residence of political leaders and minister in Kathmandu Valley, another district, hurling stones and setting property on fire. The Balukot house of PM Oli and Lalitpur-based house of Minister of Communication and IT, Prithvi Subhak Gurung, is set on fire by demonstrators. They also pelted stone at the Bhansi Party residence of Deputy Prime Minister Vishnu Podel, the house of former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak and Nepali Congress leader Gagan Thapa was also attacked. Demonstrators torched the Burha Nilgantha house of former Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba. And you see, Tribhuvan International Airport is shut down to prevent any damage to flying aircraft due to fire incident in the nearby area. On Monday evening, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak tendered his resignation. Meanwhile, today on Tuesday, Nepali Congress leader and Minister of Agriculture Ramnath Adhikari resigned, followed by Health Minister Pradeep Podel and Water Irrigation Minister Pradeep Yadav. Back to you, Walsa.
Right. Thank you, Shweta, for all those details. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised all Indian nationals residing in Nepal to exercise caution and adhere to the guidelines issued by the Nepali authorities amid protests in the country. In a statement, the ministry informed that New Delhi is closely monitoring the developments in Nepal and expressed sadness over the loss of lives. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that during Operation Sindoor, all Indian satellites functioned round the clock and fully met the requirements. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan highlighted how ISRO is strengthening India's technological edge, boosting localization and technology transfer, and driving space entrepreneurship to position the country as a global space leader.
In the last talk, you would have heard General talking about this little bit. And Sindoor operation, our satellites, I cannot talk too much. But I want to tell all satellites were working 24/7 perfectly. It was working and enabling the requirement.
Speaking at the event, Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, highlighted how India's armed forces have been driving growth through indigenous defence production, exports and innovation, while enhancing security and national self-reliance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today interacted with participants of the 3rd Global South Young Diplomats Forum. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the sentiment and solidarity that continue to drive the Global South agenda forward. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realised as the GST Council on the 3rd of September approved GST rates rationalisation. Today we look at the reforms undertaken for the housing sector. Our correspondent reports that the GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man.
The government has announced a big relief for the housing and construction sector by reducing GST rates on key building materials. Cement, which earlier attracted 28% GST, will now be taxed at 18%. The rates on items like marble, granite blocks and sand-lime bricks have been brought down from 12% to just 5%. Similarly, bamboo flooring, wooden joinery, packing cases and pallets will also now carry only 5% GST instead of 12%. Addressing a press conference meeting on 3rd of this month, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the cut in the rate of housing sector, there is a big relief for people. Talking to Akashvani News, industry stakeholders have welcomed the new GST reforms. Nitika Gupta, Akashvani News, New Delhi.
The Israeli military has ordered all residents of Gaza City to evacuate immediately, as it is planning to operate in the area with great force. The Arabic language spokesman of Israel Defense Forces urged those present in all the Gaza City neighborhoods to relocate to a humanitarian zone. The development comes after Israel's Security Cabinet's decision last month on a controversial plan to take control of the enclave's most populous city. Several world leaders have condemned the plan, and the UN has warned it would lead to more massive forced displacement and more killing. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. The IMD said the rainfall over northwest India is gradually reducing and dry weather is expected in the next few days. The 17th Asia Cup 2025 is set to begin at Abu Dhabi in UAE this evening and will conclude on the 28th of this month. The opening match will be played between Afghanistan and Hong Kong at 8 p.m. India will play their first match against the hosts tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway to elect Vice President at new Parliament building, counting to take place in the evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews flood situation in Himachal Pradesh and Punjab, says in this tragic hour, centre stands with those affected. Widespread protest continues in Nepal despite the withdrawal of social media ban. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls an all-party meeting this evening and appeals for peace. External Affairs Ministry advises internationals in Nepal to exercise caution. Israeli military orders immediate evacuation of Gaza City. And 17th Asia Cup 2025 to begin at Abu Dhabi in UAE this evening. Afghanistan to face Hong Kong in the opening match. And with that, we end the midday news.